Australian True Crime, the nation's leading independent true crime podcast, is hitting the road with our live show. We're coming to Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane this July, and tickets will be available starting May 10th at 9:30 a.m. sharp. They sold out in 2 hours last time, so do not dilly-dally. We know the suburbs of Australia are teeming with some of the most intriguing and chilling true crime stories the world has ever heard. Don't miss the chance to dive deeper and get involved with a live Q&A. With over 1.5 million downloads monthly, these tickets will sell out. So keep an eye on our social media pages and check the podcast bio for direct links to purchase yours as soon as they're released on Friday, May 10. I can't wait to see you there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, Michelle Laurie here. It's no secret that Australia's property market is out of control these days, but I, for one, can't seem to stop following along. I've become a bit obsessed with it, to be honest. What's up, what's down, and who on earth is paying those prices for those houses? So I want to personally recommend a podcast for you. It's called Real Property. It'll keep you across the latest information on the Australian property market in a clear and easy-to-digest way. Real Property, building a community of more informed property buyers. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Any information or advice discussed on this podcast is general and does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation, or needs. It's recommended that you consult appropriate licensed professionals who can tailor specific advice for you. Welcome back to Real Property, where we delve into the latest trends and insights in the Australian property market. Today, we're focusing on the Gold Coast's robust real estate landscape and uncovering the reasons behind its continued price surge over the past few years. Join me as we navigate through the shimmering waters of this coastal hotspot, exploring the factors that are keeping the market buoyant despite the ebbs and flows of economic tides. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just dipping your toes in the property pool, you're in the right place to understand what's driving the Gold Coast's real estate to new heights. The ever-evolving tapestry of the Gold Coast property market is rich with intrigue, and nowhere is this more evident than in the patterns of migration and their subsequent impact on the market trends. It's a fascinating story where life decisions and economics intertwine. So let's step into the past for a moment and trace the journey that has brought us here. Over the years, the Gold Coast has witnessed a significant influx of international and interstate migrants seeking out this sunny slice of paradise for its enviable lifestyle, beautiful beaches, and a laid-back vibe that's hard to match. It's not just the weather that has folks flocking here. It's a mix of opportunity, charm, and potential that the Gold Coast keeps in its back pocket. Population growth, driven by this high level of immigration, has played a central role in the vibrancy of the property market. Let's talk numbers. Migration levels here have hit record highs, bolstering demand and prices alike. This isn't just about the sheer volume of newcomers. It's about the excitement and the fresh energy they bring, revving up the local economy with each new resident that decides to call the Gold Coast home. But it's not just a global attraction. We've seen a steady stream of Aussies moving within the country, chasing what some may call the Gold Coast dream. And why not? With more space to breathe, a diverse community, and opportunity to spare, it's no wonder that such strong interstate migration has been a huge driver of demand for property. Now, this level of sustained demand has certainly lit a fire under property values, as you can guess. Last year's forecast had suggested we might see a dip in prices, but lo and behold, the actual figures tallied up to an impressive 8.1% rise across the board. Demand continues to roar, with no signs of it abating. This persistent demand, along with the simmering undersupply stew caused by a construction lag, means our property pot is boiling over. And let's not forget the cherry on top, right? The government's doubling of the first homeowner grant. Interest rates, the heartbeat of the housing market, pulsing through every corner of the economy and especially meddlesome for potential home buyers and investors when they spike. But that's not the whole story when it comes to the Gold Coast property scene. Let's rewind the tape to the pre-2024 period, where following a 20-month climb, the monetary policy tightrope walkers had everyone anticipating a peak in interest rates. And true to speculations, the rates did a high wire act that leveled off with whispers of a decrease coming our way. In 2024, it feels like we're teetering right on the edge of a downward trend, with inflation of all villains, putting aside its chaotic intentions, slowing to a lull we haven't seen since early 2022. A peek behind the curtain reveals the Reserve Bank's waning urge to crank the interest rate handle any further. This could be game-changing for borrowers feeling the pinch, but a cheering section of lenders is not so gung-ho about forcing sales when the equity in the game remains high. On the sunny Gold Coast, the demand is fever pitch, fueled by an influx of new Aussies frolicking in from all corners of the globe. And let's not forget our mates jumping borders interstate. But the supply bit is a classic tale of anticipation and letdown, as increased stock levels have been more tease than reality. The numbers don't lie. Against the forecasts, house prices played a little game of defying gravity in 2023 and went up by a sweet 8.1%. Amplifying this effect, November rolled out the welcome mat by slapping another $15,000 onto Queensland's first homeowner grant. A spark to fire for first-time buyers, but does it step up to the housing affordability challenge? That's a conundrum with its roots buried deep in the pandemic years, coupled now with a steep climb in building costs, making the dream of an affordable home just that bit more elusive. But when comparing house prices in other desirable locations like Sydney, Melbourne, or Brisbane, the Gold Coast is still looking much more affordable, at least for the next 12 months. When we hone in on the Gold Coast property market, we're not just talking about a uniform rise in prices across the board. In fact, certain suburbs are emerging as the new hotspots for strong capital growth, catching the eye of savvy investors and discerning owner-occupiers alike. One such area is Southport, the central business district of the Gold Coast. Southport is bustling with development and regeneration, making it a prime spot for those looking to capitalize on its upward trajectory. Its proximity to world-class amenities and the Broadwater Parklands makes it particularly attractive for professionals and families seeking a blend of urban convenience and leisurely lifestyle. Venturing a bit further north, Bigara Waters is another suburb to watch. This coastal community, with its laid-back charm and waterfront living, is drawing people in with its more relaxed pace of life compared to the city centre. Investors are noticing the potential for rental yield in such an appealing locale, while owner-occupiers are drawn to the prospect of waking up to soothing sea breezes and a marina lifestyle. Moving to the central Gold Coast and focusing on the renowned beach destination of Burleigh Heads reveals a thriving real estate market. Burleigh itself, along with the neighbouring suburbs of Miami and Varsity Lakes, is experiencing significant property price appreciation. The presence of Bond University and Varsity Lakes College attracts families and students, further enhancing the area's desirability. Ray White's Troy Fitzgerald says that Burleigh is witnessing an unprecedented surge in demand from buyers, coupled with scarcity of available properties on the market. As a result, we are seeing some fierce competition between buyers, which is creating a good opportunity for sellers. Fitzgerald also states, "What you will see when the market is performing is the shouldering suburbs like Varsity Lakes begin to surge as well. Then there's Mullandina and Ashmore, often considered the hidden gems of the Gold Coast. These suburbs offer a serene, leafy environment, ideal for those looking for a family-friendly enclave without straying too far from the hustle and bustle, with substantial housing blocks at relatively lower entry points. There's undeniable potential for growth, sparked by a growing demand from buyers looking for a balance between space and proximity to urban hubs. Heading to Carrara, this suburb strikes a balance with its offerings of both golf courses and the sports and leisure centre, making it a target for those with an active lifestyle. Carrara has been a steady performer with consistent growth, thanks in part to its sporting facilities and green spaces, all while being just a stone's throw from the excitement of surfers' paradise. And let's not forget the 2032 Brisbane Olympic Games, which will drive infrastructure and employment over the coming years and will continue to drive growth for Southeast Queensland. All eyes are on the Gold Coast as we peer into the crystal ball of property prospects. Imagine a house on the sunny strips of the Gold Coast with a price tag that eclipses the bustling markets of Sydney and Melbourne. Experts are whispering numbers that could make any potential investor's heart skip a beat. By the close of this decade, a typical Gold Coast house might be valued at a mind-boggling $2.7 million. The trail of breadcrumbs leading to these numbers isn't just a hopeful guess. It's a path carved by a decade of resilient and robust market growth. From 2012 to 2022, the Gold Coast has been the steadfast tortoise in the race, maintaining an average annual return of just under 10%. And it's not just houses that are riding this golden wave. Units are predicted to climb to $978,000 by 2030. Based on an average annual return of 5.8%. If you have the ability to work from home and can afford a beautiful home on the Gold Coast, what is the point of hustling and driving yourself into the ground to live in the western suburbs of major cities when you can own a piece of paradise in a city that is emerging and continuing to evolve? The curious case of the Gold Coast property boom can be unwrapped in layers: historically affordable housing and a lifestyle that seems to have leapt out of a travel brochure have solidified the city's desirability. Throw into the mix a global pandemic that failed to stifle but rather propelled migration, and suddenly the markets flourished under what might have been adverse circumstances elsewhere. But before we get too lost in the dazzle of these projections, it's wise to anchor ourselves with a dose of fiscal caution. Affordability and the rising cost of living could throw a curveball, taking a slice out of accessibility for the everyday Aussie dreamer. What is certain, however, is a detail we can't disregard. The Gold Coast is no longer just a vacation spot. It's becoming a heavyweight challenger to the country's long-established urban giants. In this segment of Real Property, we're diving into a critical conversation about affordability on the Gold Coast. As we've seen, the local property market is without a doubt on fire. But with the median house price figures marching northward, there's a concern that the market could be running a little too hot for comfort. For many, the Gold Coast has been the beacon of hope, a place where the sun shines just a tad brighter on the dream of owning a home. It's been the perfect blend of beachside bliss and urban convenience, a paradise for new residents and young families looking for that ideal work-life balance. But if current trends continue, this dream could slip out of reach for the average Australian. Prices soaring above the $1 million mark make for great headlines. And for current homeowners, it's a financial windfall. However, such spectacular growth has a flip side. There's a real worry that if the Gold Coast becomes more costly than Sydney, it could lose its allure as the more affordable, lifestyle-rich alternative. It's not only about buying a home. Renting on the Gold Coast isn't immune to these market pressures either. Rental rates have been climbing, making it challenging for some residents to keep up. The market's high temperature might chill the aspirations of those who flock here, hoping to make the Golden Strip their home. The question we're facing now is multi-layered. How do we maintain the Gold Coast desirability while ensuring it doesn't become a victim of its own success? It's a delicate balancing act between promoting growth, encouraging development, and keeping the Gold Coast accessible for future generations to enjoy. While we celebrate the market's triumphs, it's vital to consider the broader impact of an overheated property market. Could it deter the migration flow that has been one of the engines of this growth? Let's take a moment to zoom in on some real-world examples that really showcase the Gold Coast market muscle. We're talking about those success stories that give us that wow factor and serve as a testament to the area's resilience and strength. Just look at Mitchell and Emma Purcell's story, which reads like a modern-day property fairy tale. They took a chance on a termite-damaged home in Talabudra Valley, fighting the odds to transform it into what can only be described as a luxury coastal haven, complete with a heated pool, spa, steam room, and even a bar in the billiards room. It's become the epitome of resort-style living. And when this property hit the market, it wasn't just a listing. It was the belle of the ball, the talk of the town, showing us how vision and elbow grease can turn even the roughest diamond into bling that shines bright on the market. Let's also consider the Purcells' decision to move from Sydney to the Gold Coast to raise their children. It's a story we hear time and again. Families opting for both quality of life and a slice of the property pie in an area that's rapidly shaking off its reputation as the little sibling to Sydney and Melbourne. And it's not just individual stories making waves. Industry experts are seeing a clear pattern. Real estate figures such as Josh Willett are pointing out that despite the adjustments in certain sectors for high quality real estate, we're looking at continuous strong growth. This belief is echoed by owner builders like Mitchell Purcell and many others who are fiercely optimistic about the market's trajectory. But what do the big picture guys say? PropTrack's head of economic research, Cameron Cusher, tempers the excitement with a note of caution. Growth is expected, yes, but it might take a slower pace over the next decade. Yet even with this moderation, the market's foundations built on strong demand and lifestyle appeal look as unshakable as ever. Each of these narratives, whether from homeowners turned renovators or from the desks of economists, paints a portrait of a market that's more than enduring. It's thriving and expanding, much like the golden sands that grace the Gold Coast's illustrious beaches. These voices, these experts, they don't just speculate. They live and breathe the market each day. And the consensus? The Gold Coast isn't just glitter, it's gold, solid gold when it comes to property prospects. Thank you for joining us on Real Property. Deconstructing the Gold Coast's roaring property market has been quite the odyssey, hasn't it? From the lure of sun-kissed beaches to the promise of a booming market, we've covered a lot of ground today. We hope you've found the insights we've shared as fascinating as we do. Whether you're an investor, a potential home buyer, or just a property enthusiast, we aim to provide you with the intel that makes sense of the bricks and mortar world and build a community of more informed property buyers. If you enjoy this podcast, please hit that subscribe or follow button, and don't forget to share this podcast with a friend. Thanks for listening, and catch you next time on Real Property.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Australian True Crime, the nation's leading independent true crime podcast, is hitting the road with our live show. We're coming to Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane this July, and tickets will be available starting May 10th at 9:30 a.m. sharp. They sold out in 2 hours last time, so do not dilly-dally. We know the suburbs of Australia are teeming with some of the most intriguing and chilling true crime stories the world has ever heard. Don't miss the chance to dive deeper and get involved with a live Q&A. With over 1.5 million downloads monthly, these tickets will sell out, so keep an eye on our social media pages and check the podcast bio for direct links to purchase yours as soon as they're released on Friday, May 10. I can't wait to see you there.